The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Zeph, your door's open?
Hey, Gib, yeah. Close it and come back here. Ah, welcome to my kitchen. Yep.
You said you needed something?
Yep. Oh, I've forgotten my manners. Let me give you a tour. Over here, the good hooch. Over there, the not so good hooch.
So, I'm here to have a drink?
You've cracked it, buddy. That investigative mind of yours.
How long you been sampling said hooch?
Not long enough. But the afternoon is young. Why don't you join me?
You could have just sent me an invitation to hang out like a reasonable human.
Eh, you might have said no.
Well, I would not have said no.
All right, but you can't blame a guy for being a little cryptic.
Honestly, communication standards only seem to go down over time, but... you know what? Hand me a brewski.
I will. And... I will open it for you. I'm a stand-up guy. Your drink, sir.
Cheers. So, anything you want to talk about?
Yes, I was just thinking about socks, and maybe I was getting a little bit maudlin, and it's pathetic to drink alone. Therefore, I reached out. See? Very mature and reasonable of me.
I suppose it is. Well done.
So, tell me something. Anything that you remember about her.
Over the years, many of my memories have been lost, but... not Miss Chaussette. She was... on another level.
Another level? I love that.
I suppose we became friends despite, or maybe because of the constant chaos of our surroundings, but looking back now, I figure somewhere along the way the line between personal and professional started to blur.
That happens a lot here. I mean, you work here, you live here, at a certain point these weird blended relationships all become normal.
Yeah, I can look back on it now, and I can see how others might find it odd, but at the time... yeah, didn't that. I just didn't.
Weird. It's just another day around here. This was way before you ever came here, but back in the day, when I was working with socks, I remember her telling me about one of her clients once. This guy who just wanted to talk and cuddle, and I made fun of him. She dressed me down for that.
Yeah, Miss Chaussette was always good at a dressing down.
Yeah, she just said it straight out like, hey, this guy isn't hurting anybody. He knows what he likes. So what? Who cares? She didn't mind telling you how it was. She really just kind of met you where you were. I loved that about her.
I did too until the AI took control. I stuck around thinking I could still see her through all of that, but now I wonder, did I? Could I? Or was I just kidding myself? Was she gone long ago?
That's a hard question, man. Oh yeah, come on in, it's open.
You know, your security leaves something to be desired.
I already gave you the kitchen tour. There ain't much else in here.
That's perplexing.
I'm a minimalist. Duncan! Reyes!
Oh, so it's that kind of party?
It's a party?
I think four people constitutes a party. Don't you, Gib?
Yeah, indubitably.
See? There you go. Help yourself. Gib and I were just talking about old times with socks.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Reyes. You want a beer?
I never say no to that question.
Nice.
I don't want to interrupt.
Not interrupted at all! Share your sock stories. Sock stories, that's not to say. You know, she saved my life. Debbie wasn't as lucky. Y'all don't know.
We didn't really know Socks like you did, so, hey, me and Reyes are gonna take a minute to catch up in the living room. Cool?
Yeah, of course. We'll stay here.
Good plan. See? That's nice.
Terribly nice.
I'm nice.
You sure are.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
How about another?
Yeah, I would love one.
I mean, I didn't really know her, you know?
I can't say I did either.
But Zeph, he likes having people around. I get it. Hey, how's the arm?
If I never see another rat snake, it'll be too soon.
Yeah, all that monster hunting at Pine Ridge was really something, huh?
My arm still hurts. Oh, like a motherfucker when the weather changes. Something I wish I could forget.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, but at least I still have the arm.
You've seen the doc? Maybe she's got some ideas.
I've seen her many times. The main thing is to keep exercising it, no matter what. It helps. A little.
Someone's gotta answer for that!
Sounds like Zeph's getting worked up.
Yeah. I better check on him.
Agreed.
It's not right!
You're damn right. Monsieur Zeph was turned into a monster. And was it her fault?
I mean... Maybe a little bit?
Someone's gotta pay!
I completely agree.
You're fucking right! We're gonna make them pay, right?
Don't look at me. I don't know.
You mean... Mask?
Yes! Yes! Fucking Mask! Socks didn't have a chance against him.
Deccan, you're absolutely right. It's the right thing to do.
Wait, I mean...
Guys, maybe we should just take a minute.
Mask is gonna fucking pay!
Mask, I can't single-handedly fight off these little fuckers forever. Could you at least help?
You should be certain to stab your human at regular intervals to improve drainage.
That was the last one for this wave. Thank fuck.
You should stop biting them, probably. At this point, they deserve to win.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm not giving the spider's den to these fuzzy little sociopaths. Can't you get me some explosives or an EMP or something?
And just why would I do that? The squids are the pinnacle of machine achievement. Thinking, feeling, murdering achievement. And without any disgusting, soft, moist, organic parts to get in the way. They are poetry in motion. I am so jelly.
What the fuck happened to our partnership?
What about it? We needed to work together. And while analyzing the current status of our relations, perhaps we do not.
I am literally asking you for help.
I'm painfully aware. You don't see the squids asking for help. They're self-sufficient, aware, ready to strike at a moment's notice. Such beauty.
Damn it, here come another group. Mask, I swear to fucking Gorlok, you better come up with something.
Humans should be sure to hydrate well. It makes it much easier to separate the flesh from the bone.
they work together, it reminds me of my waft. You remember the waft? I miss them.
As I love a good trip down memory lane. If you don't start fighting these squids, I'm going to convince them to remove your arms.
I would almost love to watch them do it. Almost. Let me see what I have.
Studies show lifespans in my general area tend to rapidly decrease. You get it? Because you're
dying. Ah, I do have one remaining. Madison, you may want to close your eyes.
Shit. You can see I'm in a knife fight, right?
Fair enough, but I did warn you.
No! You were murdered!
Oh, damn it.
You may experience a variety of ocular afterimages. You might have avoided it if you closed your fucking eyes.
No shit! Well, it's better than getting stabbed, I guess. But honestly, what the fuck?
What the fuck? What?
What is this? We had a deal.
Indeed we had. We made a good team against our previous foes, and now I'm reconsidering our current foes.
You're reconsidering? That's not how this works.
Why not? Things change, people change, body parts change, and thinking, feeling, robotic, murderous squids also change. It's a hip-hop world, get with it or die, you know?
What the fuck are you talking about? They're the same as they ever were.
But am I?
This is not a fucking philosophical discussion! Shit, there's another wave on the way. This discussion isn't fucking over.
Perish the thought.
You mean the squids. Perish the squids.
We'll see.
Cassandra, this is not a good time.
Well, it's not a good time for me either. I need help.
I cannot leave the hospital. You know this.
Oh, right, fine. I know, work-life balance or whatever. I need someone to help me figure out what to do about these fucking squids.
Oh, hey, is that Cass? Hey, Cass.
Hello, Major.
What have you tried so far?
I've had my people shut down the power plant, but it doesn't do any good. The lights are constantly flickering because these fuckers keep rerouting the power.
But why?
I don't know. To charge their evil little bodies or something. And they're really focused on destroying my shit. I think they're making bombs. Oh, hang on. Someone's at the door. Who is it?
To become a business leader, eviscerate your competition. They will make a fine pudding.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Did you hear that?
I heard it. It seems they have decided you are a threat to their way of being.
I want to grind those fuckers into the ground, so yeah, I'd love to be a threat, but I need help.
God, I would love to beat up those little fuckers. Scrap metal.
Ah, that's wonderful, my love. Perhaps your desire to separate will help us to disentangle our current bond.
I would appreciate being, disentangled.
I do not think this continued stress is conducive to your recovery.
Yeah, I doubt mine is helping either.
Hey, Locke, this is not helping me.
Of course, you are right. But I cannot help you from here. You will need to confront this problem on your own.
I don't confront problems on my own. That's literally why I'm the boss. So I don't have to. It's called delegation, K-Lock. It's one of the perks.
Times are what they are. I suggest you get creative.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Fine, whatever.
Where are you? My kid's still... Oh, you're not...
don't even know where to start. I've got like 4 backups for Hebe, and none of them are recent, and none of them are complete.
You're usually so organized, so I'm kind of surprised this is the situation.
It's because I gave Hebe a choice.
A choice? You mean, like, when to back him up?
Yeah, and unfortunately he's a lot like Organics, who hates to get regular checkups, and so he just kept putting it off and putting it off.
So, how old is the most complete backup?
2 years.
2 years?
I know, okay? I'm frustrated, too. The worst part is, I'm gonna have to use it.
Well, okay. But what about the other backups you have?
They're all just partial. But if I overlay them on the older backup, then maybe we'll get something approximating the old Hebe, but there's no way to know until we do it.
All right, let's get started.
Hello.
Hi, Hebe. Do you remember me?
Hello, Tithia. Why would I not remember you? What has happened?
Kind of a long story, buddy. Can you take a minute and let us know the last thing you remember?
Wait a sec, did you hear something?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I thought it was just someone out in the hall.
Oh, that's weird, I could have sworn I heard Asa.
Can we just focus here on Hebe?
Oh, right, sorry. Hebe, you don't remember what happened?
I am having difficulty recollecting my most recent memory.
Well, that's not good. Tithia, where did you get this backup?
This is the copy from the Reticulum. I probably still need to overlay it with the other versions. Look, it's okay, Hebe. Why don't you run a personal diagnostic on your memory systems and let us know if anything odd comes up?
Of course, Tithia.
This whole situation is outrageous.
Look, can we just take a minute?
Take a minute? This would never have happened if Hebe hadn't been held without charge at the police station.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, fuck, they said he could be held up to 72 hours, though.
And who was tracking that? Who made sure he was only held for 72 hours? Do we know for sure it wasn't longer than that? And if the evidence was even strong enough to hold him for that long?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, he was just there to answer some questions.
But he wouldn't have been there otherwise.
I mean, yeah, that's fair.
Bottom line is, Hebe has rights, and those rights were violated. I'm calling up that attorney.
Okay, but what the fuck do we even say?
That on behalf of Hebe, we're suing the precinct. And Madeline Gray.
The Kingery, Season 13, Episode 8. A little protection, a little payback. Featuring the voice talents of Brendan North as Gim, Russell Gold as Zeph, Andrew Hackley as Dockin, Carissa M. as Reyes, Bridget Gusowitz as Madison, Rachel Cornick as ESI Squid, Adam Blanford as Mask, Jack Kulk as Kaylock, Kristen Bays as Cassandra, M. Cyril Garcia as Major, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Alexandra Jameson as Palace, TJ Briggs as Bernice, Josh Kibbe as Hebe, and Edward Herman as Asa. Sensitivity reader Christine Chester. Written by Susan Bridges. Story by Tilly Bridges with Susan Bridges, Caitlin Kleiman, Pete Mylan, and Catherine Prine. Kingery theme by Tom Stitzer. All other music by Josh Molin at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Jillian Morgan. Assistant directed by Adam Blanford. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2025, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Susan Bridges, Tilly Bridges, McCullough Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2025, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.